Yeah, we've won all four games. He's pitched. He's pitched outstanding in every single one of them. Just the one solo homer tonight on a pretty good breaking ball, actually. But really good stuff again. He's got such good command of and confidence in all of his pitches, and he keeps the ball down. He gets ground balls. He just does a great job of mixing. Same thing he did against us last year. Well, he's just such a pro, and he's pitched in World Series games. And so, you know, he's been in high-pressure situations before. He's got a real easy way about him, and he's really likable. And, you know, doesn't seem like there's a ton of stress out there. He's very, very comfortable on the mound, and he's comfortable pitching. And he just really knows what he's doing.
Is that a byproduct of pounding the strike
zone? Yeah, I mean – with command, just not throwing it to throw it up there. But, he can backdoor cutters. He's got a good changeup. He can flip in a breaking ball when he wants. And he's got, the two-seamer's got – it's got really good movement, and it's down in the strike zone. So it's super unpredictable for the at-bat. And you got to be able to cover both sides of the plate. He pitches the both sides of the plate extremely well, and he's unbelievably prepared and with a great game plan going in. So when he executes, it's tough to hit. We talked about it after that inning. I just don't want to push him right now, just where we are with our pitching. There's a little bit of fatigue there, and I didn't want to grind him out for 12 more pitches and bring somebody in with traffic, honestly. And there ended up being traffic there anyways, but unfortunately. But I just didn't, we all talked about it after that inning. Love to have him gone back out, but we just felt like it wasn't worth the risk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've swung the bat really confidently tonight. It's when Sed's feeling good and swinging the bat aggressively and taking his walks. He got hit tonight, stole a base. He's always a power threat. I mean, he just changes the game for us, and because it's premier defense in center field to go with it. So. He's playing with some confidence right now, and it's fun to watch.
Yesterday you talked about how nice it was to have a clean, normal baseball game. What does it do for the team to have two back-to-back games where you have quality start from the pitcher and offense is clicking?
Yeah, I mean, this is what we did a lot last year, honestly. We played clean for the most part defensively, got a couple of double play balls, hit a couple homers, big hit by Kowser there, unbelievable first to home dash by McCann, the add on run's obviously huge there at that point in the game, but pitching and defense is what is going to, we're gonna score some runs, we're gonna hit homers, but pitching and defense is how we're gonna win games, and that's what we did last year, and for the first 2 months of this year, our pitching numbers were really, really good, and we played great defense. We got back to that the last couple games.